The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don Delarente, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Hey, doing good. How are you?
Doing well. Glad that you could join me once again for another really exciting edition of the NXT Cast. We got a lot to cover, and we've got some help this week as making her first appearance on the NXT Cast, but she's an old friend, a member of the GLOW, part of, you know, all the Wrestle Bays that we have here on the WrestleCast, Miss J to the Max.
It's a brand crossover night. So, you know, kind of like Charlotte, she's on all the shows that I'm doing.
Superstar Invitational.
You know, exactly. This is the shakeup, the brand shakeup. You never know where I'll end up. Might be on Rawcast next week. I don't know.
Hey, come on.
Hello, everybody. Hey, everybody. I've missed your faces and voices and feedback. Good to be here.
Glad to have you. Glad that you reached out and wanted to make an appearance on a show. And so, you know, this was the next show that's going to be recorded. You've been talking about your love for NXT. You've been talking about how you got, what was that, your uncle into NXT?
The My uncle is all about women's wrestling now. He came over a couple Fridays ago because we've been doing our niece uncle hangout quality happy hour times on Fridays, and we started watching the Ladies Royal Rumble from this past year, and he's like, okay, I only want to see women's wrestling from now on. So then we started watching NXT women's. He's like, no, fast forward through the guys. I don't want to see them. So yeah, he is all about NXT. He loves Sasha Banks and Rhea Ripley. We watched the War Games, the women's War Games. He's like, he literally was like on the edge. He's like, come on, Rhea. Come on, Rhea.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he loves Sasha. He loves Rhea Ripley. Yeah, those are his two favorites right now.
You got to show him the Bayley and Sasha match from New York, the one where Bayley wins the match of the year, 2015 or 16.
We're gonna watch that one tomorrow.
Okay. We're
also in the middle of watching the Undertaker docuseries too. So he's hooked.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, the NXT Cast is part of the CSPN. CSPN can be found on the web at cspn.us. You can subscribe to the NXT Cast by subscribing to the Rawcast. Just go to iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, all of those places that you listen to your podcast. Type in the WrestleCast-CSPN. Click on the one that has the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you will instantly be subscribed to the Rawcast, NXT Cast, and SmackDown Matters. All right, ladies, we've got a big week at NXT. We start off with a video from an hour earlier as Cameron Grimes has attacked Damian Priest and slammed his body into his car door. Officials come to check on Damian Priest, who is holding his back in pain. As soon as I saw him pop up, he was talking about, y'all better go check on your boy Damian Priest. I was like, oh, this is about to be a good-ass episode. 15 seconds into this, I was like, this is about to be great.
Cam Grimes is so excitable, and I love it every time. He gets so excited about everything that makes me happy.
So Cameron Grimes comes out knowing his scheduled opponent can't compete. He verbally disses Priest for missing the biggest match of his career, especially since Cameron Grimes faced Finn Balor last week with a broken jaw. He says he wants the referee to count the forfeit, raise his hand, and give him the win. But Damian Priest hits the ring anyway. Cameron Grimes jumps him before the bell can ring, and then our match starts. Cameron Grimes versus Damian Priest. Priest goes for the razor's edge on the outside, but Grimes escapes and hits the cave-in. Priest barely beats the 10 count. He gets back inside. Damian Priest avoids a corner attack, but Cameron Grimes hits the cave-in, and Cameron Grimes gets the win over Damian Priest.
Ooh, this is a good match. I fall back for little Damian. Well, not little. He's not little. That's a big man. But all that white gauze around his ribs, I was just like, ooh. Ooh, that looks painful.
Diamond Damian Priest. He looked like DDP.
He did. Doing the razor's edge. He did. A little bit of everything.
But yeah,
this, you know who his influencers are.
Definitely.
Right.
This was definitely a good match. Cameron Grimes, I loved when he comes down and he's talking before the match. I love when he's talking after the match, after he wins. It's just like, yeah, he's the best right now. Earlier in the day,
he talks so much shit.
He does talk a lot of shit. Rhea Ripley was asked about Io Shirai saying the vision was hers last week after she ran off Sasha and Bayley. Rhea says that she respects that, and then she gets interrupted by Robert Stone, who said that she threw him in the trash because she was just playing hard to get. He said that Aaliyah has officially signed with the Robert Stone brand, and he doesn't give second chances, but he's going to offer her a golden ticket. So Rhea punches him in the gut and throws him in the dumpster again.
Threw him in the dumpster. That's a strong woman.
Aaliyah comes over to help Robert Stone, and she scolds Rhea for throwing him in the trash while also saying Rhea's career has gone into the trash. Aaliyah then slaps Rhea, and Rhea offered her a golden ticket with her in the ring tonight.
That's rich coming from Aaliyah. She pops up on TV, what, once every 3 months?
Right. To lose.
I don't know. Maybe she's getting a push now.
Yeah, she's getting the storyline. She's getting Robert Stone up out the gutter.
Did he stop drinking?
He wasn't drinking this. He didn't have the bottle with him this week, but he don't look no better. He's still in the same clothes he's been wearing for like a month.
Because I'm going to tell you, last week when he threw up in the ring, my uncle and I both were like, that's so nasty. That's so disgusting. Anyway.
It's time.
He's walking around with one shoe on still.
Yeah, definitely. He got his paint shirt untucked out of his suit. Yeah.
He's such a disheveled mess.
I'm just glad he's not sniffing coke anymore. Because that first couple of weeks, he was on a coke.
Are you sure? Look at him, with his glazy ass eyes. He's on coke.
Right.
Right now,
dilated.
Mm-hmm. It's maybe as much coke, but it's still coke.
It's time for the Timothy Thatcher Wrestling School. He shows off how to make various people tap with various submission holds, and he seems to really be enjoying hurting people.
Listen. His school is just like an excuse for him to just put people in holes and just hurt them. That's his whole school. It's not like, oh yeah, I can help you. No, it's just him putting people in submission holes. Be like, does that hurt? See how much that hurts? And it's just like, no, sir, this is not what we do. It's not how we do things here.
He had the dude in like a double wrist lock chicken wing thing, and he was like, right. Look at this angle. He was like, I only need two fingers, and he still can't get away.
Freaking Crocodile Dundee of putting people in submission holes. He's like, no, what are you doing?
Not Crocodile Dundee.
In a very surprisingly good match. I mean, I wasn't expecting much, but by the end of it, I was like, damn, these boys having a hell of a match. Jake Atlas versus Santos Escobar, your cruiserweight champion, in a non-title match.
Why did you think it was good?
It just caught me by surprise, I guess, because you know there's so much more on this show that I was looking forward to, and then it was like, oh wow, where'd this come from? But they show what happened to Drake Maverick from last week, where he tries to interrupt the new collective, and they put him through a table for his troubles and send him on his way. So we get a standing moonsault from Jake Atlas that gets a two count. He sends Escobar to the outside with a dropkick. Atlas then uses a moonsault to take out Mendoza and Joaquin Wilde, who are on the outside. Atlas gets a two on a headlock driver and goes up top. Escobar cuts him off and brings him down with the Phantom driver. And our man, Santos Escobar, gets the win. Now, Miss Simi, I have a question for you, ma'am. Santos Escobar, Angel Garza, Creepcast, who you got?
Oh no. Why would you do that to me? That's not nice.
Hard questions. I like to ask the hard questions here.
¿Por qué no los dos? You know what? Santos Escobar.
Okay.
He looks great in that suit. And I don't know about Angel Garza's little man bun. Okay. The jury's still out, so we're going to go with
Santos. You don't like man buns? What?
I mean, I enjoy them. I don't know.
These are too small?
Yeah. It's like a little, like, it's not much of a bun. It's like a little biscuit roll. I don't know. It needs to be more full.
Oh, he got a baby bun.
He does. He just needs to be a little, add a little bit more bundles on there, and then we'll be fine. You can order them on Amazon. It's great.
Yeah, I figured that would be a very difficult question for you to answer.
Hard.
The Undisputed Era therapy session is here for week two. Roddy explains why he ran from the trunk last week, which was out of fear. But he says he thinks he can do it today. And then he finally realizes that Kyle O'Reilly is the therapist, and he's really surprised and shocked about it. As they head outside, Roderick Strong got into the trunk, and he gets back out, and he says he's going to conquer his fear. And then he said tonight, he's going to face Dexter Lumis, but he's not as sure about that fear.
See, no, they went too far. You got to do it step by step.
Right.
He has to, like, get in the trunk, and then he has to fight, like, a Dexter Lumis lookalike, and then another lookalike, and then Dexter Lumis. You got to take it in steps. They shot to the last step too far. Too much.
Miss Jason Max, how do you feel about this Undisputed Era therapy thing they did the last 2 weeks? The first week was hilarious.
I like Undisputed Era and everything they do, so I'm all about it. It's nice to, you know, it helps to build their characters more too, even though, I mean, they're already playing great characters. But I like, you know, it's kind of like with Montez Ford and Viking Raiders and, you know, those teams doing stuff outside of the ring. It's actually pretty, I think it's kind of cool.
Right.
It adds a plot twist to the storyline.
Yeah.
We see last week Imperium retaining the tag team titles thanks to Indischer and Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch fighting on the outside. Malcolm Bivens has requested an interview and says that he is pissed. He says they were only out there to see who would walk away as champions. And then they basically level some threats at Burch and Lorcan for attacking them. These guys are basically the new Authors of Pain to me.
Yeah, what happened to Authors of Pain?
One of them's hurt.
Again?
Yep. And you
is
know,
it the same one as last time?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about which one is hurt, but I know one of them is hurt. And you know, in WWE, if you're a tag, dedicated tag team, if one of y'all get hurt, both of y'all might as well be hurt.
Right. Yep. And if you get hurt too much, Vince don't start rethinking that contract.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And when it's time for your contract to end, you ain't going to be able to get out of your contract on time because they're going to add the time that you was hurt to the end of your contract.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. That's what they do.
Wow. Holy shit. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what they do. We get a hype video for the North American title match that's going to take place later tonight. And the fact that Adam Cole faces the winner in a double title match in 2 weeks. The competitors talk about their past. Gargano talks about his beef with Keith Lee, his issues with Finn Balor, how Finn Balor put NXT on the map, and then Keith Lee being the hottest superstar at the end of 2019, all the way up through Johnny's recent heel turn. What this video package reminded me of is, man, they've been teasing Finn Balor and Keith Lee ever since Finn Balor came back. We just didn't notice it until they put it in that condensed package like that. The person who is out of the mix right now is Velveteen Dream, and it sucks so bad.
Yeah, what's up with that, man? They doing my mans like they did Bianca Belair, and I don't like it.
Well, isn't he under those, like, the sexual assault allegations?
Yeah, he is. There hasn't been any new news, right. But I heard there was, like, some different news.
Right, so because like he likes to send his gift list to underage girls, and it's like, ooh.
So that wasn't just a rumor.
Oh,
no, I thought that was just like a Twitter rumor,
but, yeah, I thought it was too. And then I think I saw like additional like screenshots and stuff, and I was just like, oh,
ooh, dang, you hate to see it,
right?
Yeah, so yeah, it just sucks that right now we got, you know, all these guys in the mix, Finn, Keith Lee, Johnny Gargano, Adam Cole, and Velveteen Dream is nowhere to be found. He's, you know, hardly even on TV right now. It's just, ugh. Things ain't been the same since he hurt his back. Dakota Kai.
I thought he was doing good. He was like on the way to being champion and stuff, but like I think those allegations just like fucked it up.
Yeah, him getting hurt and then those allegations while he was hurt. Yeah, it was kind of like piling on.
Wow.
Miss Simi's favorite new tag team, Dakota Kai and Big Mommy Cool, not like
Big R.
Yeah, Raquel Gonzalez.
Big RG. I get kind of vibes from her. I think maybe it's because of her size. Mm-hmm. But she has so much potential. I'm digging it.
Damn.
They teamed up against our favorite little tag team, Kacy So-and-So and Kaden Carter.
They be little. Well, Kaden Carter was giving Dakota kind of business last week.
Yeah, she was.
But I don't know that Katie Catanzaro, she's like, my niece weighs more than her probably. She's so little.
She is.
We got like
Triple H trying to give her a chance. She's so tiny.
She is tiny.
We got to come up with a tag team name for them because the KC Express is just not doing it.
What?
Both of their initials are KC. KC Express. Uh-huh.
Is that their name?
KC Squared.
That's what they said. That's what Mauro said. Called them the KC Express. But we got to come up with something better than that.
We're not doing that. Oh, dang it. Here are the fireworks.
I mean,
we don't have those problems where I live.
No.
I mean, we did come up with a name for the tall ninja guy in Akira's stable, Tall Bruce Leroy. So I know we can come up with a tag team name for Kacy Catanzaro.
You said Tall Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, the 7-foot ninja that was running with Akira Tozawa.
That's right, because that was the one I asked you. I was like, "Who is this big ninja right here?" And he was like, "Oh, that's." Because at first, remember, I text Don. I'm like, Don, is that Shaq in a mask?
Yeah, so I forgot what his actual name is, but yeah, so we affectionately call him Tall Bruce Leroy.
Because it applies.
But back to this match, Dakota Kai, Raquel Gonzalez versus Kacy and Kaden. Raquel gets overwhelmed by a flurry of kicks. She then catches a launched Kacy and then boots Kaden down. Raquel then powerbombs Kacy. She tags in Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai puts Kacy into the Koji clutch. Kacy has to tap out. And Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez are your winners.
Yay!
Go RG. No, we got to get a better name.
Like I said a couple of weeks ago.
What did you call her?
Big Mommy Cool.
Yeah,
Big
that's
what
Dakota.
Big Mommy Cool. She's supposed to be like
Big
Diesel.
Mommy Cool.
Yeah, she's supposed to be like the, you know, lady version of Diesel.
Ah.
Yes, with Dakota Kai.
Big Sexy, the female version.
Yes.
Yeah.
With Dakota Kai playing her Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
So Dakota Kai tells the camera that this division doesn't belong to Io Shirai, that she wants a title shot, and Io is in her crosshairs. I really like the way that they have used Casey and Kayden the past couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so, to just make Raquel Gonzalez look so impressive. They had the two singles matches with Dakota Kai that she got involved in, threw them around. Then in this tag team match, oh my gosh. She yeah. just looked like the biggest monster ever. And it was great.
Y'all know who's been impressing me in the women's NXT division right now?
Who you got?
And asked me like 8 months ago, or no, not eight, 6 months ago at the Royal Rumble, I'd have been like, who is this? Shotzi Blackheart.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I love Shotzi.
Yeah.
She's impressive.
Oh man, Shotzi Blackheart, she earned her stripes last week in that tag team match.
Ooh, man. I was like, for a minute, I was like, they really not finna drop the titles to them, are they? But I wouldn't be mad if they did. Right. But yeah.
Sasha.
Shotzi made me kind of like Tegan.
I know Tegan Knox is so, I mean, she's, I don't know, she needs some more personality. She's very girl next door.
See, I'm not the only one.
I guess that's okay, but. I'm just like, girl, can you, I don't know. She needs some personality.
Yeah, and Don thinks I'm just a hater.
Because Dakota Kai was all girl next door until War Games. And I knew when I saw her hair braided, I'm like, oh, something's going to happen.
So that's that was a telltale sign, huh?
The hair braided. When they started rocking new hair, especially when you braid your hair up.
What Sonya Deville said. Hair up, square up.
Right. Well, exactly. Put your hair up and square up.
Oh, I know we're about to take a hard left here for a second, but we do have one of the very first Sonya Deville supporters here on this podcast, Ms. J to the Max.
That's right.
So let me check in with you. Have you been watching SmackDown? Have you been watching the progression of Sonya and kind of, you know, her move up the women's division that she's currently going through on SmackDown?
I haven't. I've been checking in. I have to watch SmackDown, see my Hulu Connect. I don't have that no more, so now I have to go back to my Don Connect and watch SmackDown on demand. But yes, I pop in here and there. But yes, the future women's champion, SmackDown or Raw, Sonya Deville. I love it. I'm actually glad that Fire and Desire, they've gone their separate ways, because Mandy was holding Sonya back.
She was.
Now Sonya can flourish.
Agreed.
Yeah, she came out in an all-black pantsuit last week to cut a promo on the Miz TV. Yeah, it was really strong. That one that she cut about 3 weeks ago where Dolph was just standing there and he's trying to say something. She was like, nah, I got it.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah,
she's getting really better strong on the mic. She's getting better in the ring. So I'm glad that, you know, Vince is noticing and she's going to get a little push. Especially now that Charlotte's gonna be gone. So now, you know, somebody else gets some time to shine.
What happened to Charlotte?
I guess Charlotte is about to have an elective surgery. So on Monday Night Raw, Nia Jax hurt her arm and injured her.
Oh.
But yeah, she's gonna have elective surgery and then she's gonna take like time off after that, and she hopes to come back at the Royal Rumble. So she's basically going to take the rest of the year off, basically, is what she wants to do.
What else does she need to get done?
I don't know.
Her hips. I just said her hips.
Oh, that's true. Because she ain't got no, she got, like, titties, but then it's just like, nope.
She going to tip over. That's what happened to Wendy Williams. Didn't Wendy pass out on her show? She was too top heavy.
I
just want what's best for her, okay? Her toppling over in the ring.
One of our followers, Terry's boy, he's convinced that Raquel Gonzalez and Sonya Deville are like twins separated at birth.
You know what? Now that you say that, I can't unsee it.
Right? Damn it.
They might be related.
Now it's time for Miss Simi's favorite, one of her faves, the thick boy himself, Bronson Reed, taking on our other fave, Scarlett, with Karrion Kross.
Hey, I like the little Bronson dude. They disrespected him, though. But he, last week when he was the jobber that he went up against. So I was watching that, and my uncle's like, oh, they got Chris Rock in the ring fighting dude.
Was that Leon Ruff he wrestled last week? It had to be Leon Ruff.
And my uncle's like, I didn't think the match was going that fast. I said, I knew when he came down the ramp, it was over. I mean.
Yeah, because Leon Ruff was doing all that talking and hanging on the ropes and shit, and then got in the ring and lasted like 15 seconds.
Yep. I call him Little Chicken Wing for a reason.
He's so girl. That was so funny, though. Rest in peace to him, because.
Yep.
But I'm digging Karrion Kross, though.
I'm really disappointed that they've scaled Scarlett's part back on his entrance.
Because she was taking all the shine.
Yes, yes, we know. We know. We said it here when it first started that they better find out a way not to make her the star. And so that's
what they're doing. She can't help it that she flourishing.
Right. Like, come on.
Yeah, she's still the person I checked for.
Yep.
I didn't know that she used to be a lucha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she used to wrestle in Impact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So when we going to see her actually wrestling in the ring?
I don't know.
And she's from my hometown.
We thought that it was going to...
Chicago.
I thought they were going to do something between them and the Garganos, but then they turned to Garganos, so that's out.
Yeah, I guess they'll do it. Somehow. Yeah,
I mean they would probably do it more with Keith Lee and Mia.
Yeah,
that would be. But that's probably what's going to happen, considering that Keith Lee broke that hourglass last week.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all know she's like a trained singer?
Is she really?
Yeah,
she's trained at a conservatory.
Yeah, she's talented as hell.
Ooh, she's got a degree in musical theater.
Ooh.
She's from my hometown again, in case y'all missed it the first time. I like her already.
I'm liking her more and more. Standing, and I already stand. So, like,
future NXT Women's Champion.
Possibly. If she wants to wrestle again, she may just want to do this managerial role.
Yeah, might be like a Zelina.
Yeah.
Her and Karrion Kross go together. Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
Yep, sure
that's
did.
Her boot thing.
Oh.
Package deal.
Oh. Right. Okay, that's enough of my side tangent. Continue.
Bronson Reed, Karrion Kross. Kross and Reed both fire up and start trading blows. Kross hits a Northern Light suplex. He hangs on. He adds a lariat. Then he hits the Doomsday Saito, and the cross jacket makes Bronson Reed tap out. It was short, but it was pretty competitive, though.
Right, yeah. I wanted my thickums to win something.
You like them thick?
I do.
Bronson Reed is a thick.
I didn't know you was an Otis fan, too.
I do enjoy Otis.
I like Otis's character. He's
horrible.
He is. He's so funny.
Adam Cole, baby, is interviewed about who he would prefer to face from tonight's main event. He says it doesn't matter to him because it'll be the same result as it has been over the past 381 days.
Talk your shit.
We get a Mercedes Martinez vignette. She says she'll change the entire women's division. And she's ready to flip it upside down.
I want her and Mia Yim.
Or her and Raquel.
Her and Raquel Gonzalez. Book it.
Mercedes Martinez versus just about anybody that's decent in the women's division. Yeah, that's going to be a good match.
I will say Raquel versus Nia Jax, but I don't want Nia Jax to hurt Raquel before. Legitimately hurt her before.
Because,
Nia be reckless. But anyway, continue.
Aaliyah versus Rhea Ripley. Rhea traps Aaliyah in the hanging submission, but Robert Stone throws his shoe at her. Rhea chases Robert Stone around the ring and removes his jacket. Aaliyah tries for a cheap roll-up, but Rhea blocks. She hits the riptide and gets the win.
That was the best part of the match when he threw that shoe. Oh, I laughed. I laughed so hard.
So what do y'all think about Aaliyah finally getting some substantial time? And I'm like, you now, what happened to Vanessa Bourne? She must be like, man, right. Forget that. I'm being quarantined. Or did she get released? Maybe she got released.
Right.
I forgot about Aaliyah. I forgot about Vanessa Bourne, too. I forgot about Aaliyah until she went up against, what's our favorite Chinese
Zia Li.
Name? Zia Li. Yes. Until she went up against her last week. And they need to stop making Zia Li a jobber. She's better.
Yeah.
She could be their Kushida. She could be their Shida. Mm-hmm. Their, you know, the counter to AEW Shida if they let her do her thing consistently. Because she has good matches.
She does. Her gear is fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the character. She could do it. Just let her go.
Yep, I agree. But I think it's cool that Lily is getting her sunshine too.
I miss her pink power puff, like her pink Power Rangers outfit from last week. I wanted that.
She did like a Power Ranger. I said the same thing. I was like, she like a Power Ranger. She did.
Somebody...
And not like the original ones, like the teenage ones.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who looks far from a Power Ranger. Dexter Loomis versus Roderick Strong. Dexter's creepiness leads to Roddy running to the back and eventually just getting counted out.
Roddy can't catch a break. First it was like Velveteen harassing him. Now Dexter won't leave him alone.
I told you they jumped the gun too fast. You gotta take steps. He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
After the match, Dexter Loomis catches a frustrated Bobby Fish in his submission, but Bobby Fish manages to get away, and he scrambles his way back to the back. Backstage, Robert Stone and Aaliyah, they're speaking with William Regal via FaceTime. They say they need a rematch with Rhea. Regal likes the idea and books Robert Stone and Aaliyah versus Rhea Ripley. Stone agrees with the caveat that Rhea joins the Robert Stone brand if she loses. Regal says he can't make that promise, but Rhea shows up and says that she's good with that stipulation. So the match is on.
So we're going to get into gender wrestling again? Yay!
Oh.
It's been too long.
That's what I wanted like... me and Keith Lee and them, but they didn't really get.
I sympathize with Aaliyah and Robert Stone. They don't lose real bad next week.
Real bad.
Real bad. Not even a little bit. A lot of it.
William Regal.
If Aaliyah wears her Power Ranger outfit, then it might stand a chance.
Even then. I don't have faith.
William Regal announces that next week, Tegan Knox, Mia Yim, Dakota Kai, and Candice LeRae will have a four-way, and the winner will get a shot at Io Shirai's NXT Women's title. And then we get a little video package hyping each woman and their desires to become the NXT Women's Champion.
Where is Io?
Io is a champion now. She works when she feels like it.
It's just like they have like a little tiny segment and then it's just like, okay, no, EO. Where is she?
She needs to be out there promo in Japanese so I can be like, yeah, I don't know what you're saying, but yeah, right? Girl, what you said.
I need her to jump off high things and just beat people up. I need it. Give me back my EO.
Will be my EO. Maybe next week.
I hope
so. You gotta keep us wanting more.
It's announced next week also that Dexter Loomis and Roderick Strong will face each other in a strap match.
Oh, God.
During the middle of the Keith Lee, Finn Balor, Johnny Gargano main event, we had an announcement that next Wednesday night, It will be NXT, the Great American Bash. So there's your counter programming for the AEW Fighter Fest Night 1. So this is going to be labeled the Great American Bash, which if you're a fan of the old WCW, NWA, Great American Bash always took place in the summertime, usually in July. It's like a two-week tour that started right after Father's Day and ended around July 4th. And that was where the War Games was born and all that stuff from the Great American Bash. So Triple H digging into the Wayback Machine for one of Dusty Rhodes' favorite creations, the Great American Bash.
Well, if it's like in your house, then I'm excited because that was really good.
Right.
That was good.
July 1st, it's going to be a packed night, packed day of wrestling. Mm-hmm. The semifinals of the New Japan Cup on July 1st, that morning, 6 a.m. or so. Then you're going to have Fighter Fest from AEW, night one of their big extravaganza that they've been promoting for the past month or so. And now NXT is going to have their Great American Bash as well. So there'll be a lot of notes for me to take on my birthday. Looking forward to it.
Can't wait. That's the second or third time he didn't mention his birthday. We get it. It's pretty on my calendar, Don.
Yes, please give me all the wishes. And, I like cake. Birthday cake is my favorite. Cupcakes will suffice, though. Cupcakes will do. So I'm not very picky when it comes to that.
So now,
right.
Now it's time for our main event. Keith Lee is defending his North American Championship against Finn Balor, Johnny Gargano. Finn wants to hit Johnny Gargano with a 1916 on the ramp, just like he did when he took out Johnny for like 3 months earlier last year. Yeah. Keith Lee breaks it up with the pounce. Back inside, Finn Balor hits a double stomp on Keith Lee. Johnny super kicks him to stop the John Woo dropkick. Then Finn still hits one on Johnny, and that sends him into Keith Lee. Keith Lee falls on Johnny just like he did on Candace a few weeks ago. Lee then hits Finn up top, and Johnny rolls him up with his feet on the ropes for a two count. Keith Lee hits Johnny with a pop-up powerbomb on the Finn's back, and that's the Big Bang Catastrophe. Keith Lee covers Gargano, and Finn wants to coup de grace, but Keith Lee gets up, and Finn hits Johnny Gargano with the coup de grace instead. Keith Lee then hits Finn with a Big Bang Catastrophe and gets to 1-2-3 to retain the North American title.
Yay!
I really thought Keith Lee was going to lose coming into this match. I really thought he was going to lose to Finn Balor.
Because he was up against those petite men.
I kept putting him in a sleep. Should I go to sleep?
In NXT, if you think it's a lie, it's a petite man takeover in NXT.
It is.
Undisputed Era, petite. Finn Balor, petite. Johnny Gargano, petite.
They're all little.
But yeah, this was a good match. This was a hell of a match. This was what we came to see. It delivered what it was supposed to deliver.
Yep.
I mean, Keith Lee, he's not quite on the level of Cesaro yet, where he can get in there and just wrestle with anybody, any size. But he came very close in this match, hanging with Johnny and Finn.
He is really exciting in the match. I like him a lot. I can't wait for the Adam Cole versus Wade. I want him to pump me again. I need another gift. Thanks. Provide me with.
Speaking of Adam Cole, he hits the ring, the post with his title face-to-face with Keith Lee, who hosts up his North American title, and then the graphic for the match appears on a Titantron behind him as we go off the air for this week on NXT.
Yeah. NXT is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I barely watch the main roster. I'll watch highlights of the main roster, but I'm sold on NXT.
Yeah, Wednesday, as me and Miss Simi talked about on the Dark Match, you can catch that on patreon.com/CSPN, where we reviewed AEW Dynamite. Wednesday nights is where it's at. if you're into wrestling right now. I think personally that AEW is just a little bit ahead of NXT, just because NXT had a 2 month lull, and they've really only started to kind of pick things back up since In Your House. But like I said when this first started, if both of these companies push themselves the way that I thought that they could and develop stars and get some new faces out front, that Wednesday nights will be more associated with wrestling than Mondays or Fridays.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Miss Simi, you missed out this week on the Rawcast.
What happened?
The Viking Raiders and the Street Profits had their final match. And Street Profits won.
Yes, as they should.
Finally.
let's see what else. Oh, Sasha and Bayley, they defeated the Iconics to retain the tag team titles. And then Sasha swerved us because it looked like she was going to challenge Bayley for the title, but she said she won a match with Asuka at Extreme Rules for the Raw Women's Championship, so she wants to be a double champion too.
Yes. Ooh, do it.
Dominic and Rey Mysterio, they got a little bit of revenge on Seth Rollins with some help from their friends, Humberto Carrillo and Aleister Black.
Ooh.
And
Aleister Black is back. He's not dead anymore?
No, he's not dead. And let's see. MVP is still trying to get, you know, the Black Coalition of Wrestlers to unite instead of, like, you know, fight against each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Gonna be a new wave Age of Dollars.
So, yeah, that was a little recap of Monday Night Raw. I know you've been keeping up with us the last 2 weeks when you were off of work and the hashtag.
Yep, but I'm back. Back at work now, and it's been a struggle.
What y'all think about AJ Styles and our man Matt Riddle from SmackDown last week?
Oh, I missed that, but I saw a clip about it.
I couldn't enjoy it like I wanted to because, you know, the allegations. I'm just like,
dang, right. Matt Riddle too?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. These dudes are just some purrs.
WWE was like, though, Matt Riddle was like, nah, that's old news. Yeah. I already told him about this lady. She's been stalking me and my family for some time. Right. So yeah, that's the whole reason he even got to stay on SmackDown, because they was like, oh, yeah, we are aware of this person.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
Yeah. Yeah, so the
he needs to be here.
Yeah, apparently, you know, AJ Styles has got something backstage politics between him and Paul Heyman. They couldn't.
Oh.
Yeah, they couldn't see eye to eye, so that's the reason why he went to SmackDown, and then Paul Heyman got up out the paint, and now. Yeah. So.
But he fits better on SmackDown.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too.
He's the face that runs the place. Oh no, that's Dee Dee.
Yes, that's Dee Dee. Don't. He just pays rent there.
Right. He just said, Dee Dee gonna have my neck.
She didn't mean it.
Whatever. She's somewhere watching Mona, one of them shows. This Thursday, she watching my 600-pound life. She ain't even thinking about me.
But yeah, SmackDown has actually been pretty decent the past couple of weeks. Ever since the Intercontinental Championship match between Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles, then they followed that. Well, before that, the week before that, when they had the tag team women's title match that Sasha and Bayley won, followed by that Intercontinental title match, followed by AJ Styles and Matt Riddle.
SmackDown, where is it?
Yeah. Yep. And and the return of the old Bray Wyatt. I don't know what this is about to be.
Yeah. They don't, what? I saw that. And I'm like, what? Stop ruining him. Every time he gets the momentum, Vince ruins him, or whoever, Prashar, whoever is doing the writing. They just ruin him. Everybody was really feeling the Fiend and Firefly and House. And I'm really sad. This is upsetting.
Maybe he's going to take up the Matt Hardy role of being all three, and we're just getting introduced to it.
Oh, maybe. Because, like, the only interesting thing about it is the whole, like, getting Ron back or whatever, just, like, bringing him back. So, like, I think it'll help more with Braun's title ring.
All right, so starting with Miss Jade to the Max, it's time for your shout outs and thank yous.
All right, I just want to shout out our WrestleCast family on Twitter, or our WrestleCast family from Twitter. And to Don and Simi, thanks for having me on tonight.
No problem, Miss Jade to the Max. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for reaching out. You know you're always welcome.
Shout out to Miss Jade. Shout out to Don. Shout out to the CSPN family. I'm running through them quick so we can get these in this internet done. And love you guys. See you on the hashtags.
Thank you to both Miss Simi and Miss Jade to the Max for joining me this week. I greatly appreciate it. Thanks to all the listeners for joining us each and every week. And we will catch you next week on the NXT Cast.